We'll give a lock of the day a little bit later on from our buddy Lance Taylor. But right now it is time for Trash on the Table. Hit it, Rockstar.
So nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, the Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. Sony has provided the box office with the best Martin Luther King Jr. weekend since 2014, as Bad Boys for Life is estimated for a four-day opening of $68 million. That stands as the second-best opening weekend for the January holiday, only behind American Sniper with $107
million. Wow.
And it's got a really good score on Rotten Tomatoes, at least for this, because I told you guys one of my guilty pleasures was watching the other Bad Boys.
Right.
Just like the team of Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. The first one got 42%, the original Bad Boys, and then Bad Boys 2 got 23%. This one, 76% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a good comeback.
Yeah. SAG Awards last night, which I get the feeling the actors really prefer that award.
So is that voted on by the actors?
Yeah, that's their peers. I mean, it's everybody in SAG.
So this is the coaches' poll.
And in the category that we were talking about that was so crowded with all the stars from The Irishman and Brad Pitt.
Best supporting actor.
Yeah, Brad Pitt won it again, just like he did the Golden Globes.
Yeah, and he'll win an Oscar.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that good. What would you guys do in this situation? A Michigan man has found more than $43,000 in cash hidden in a couch he bought from a secondhand store. And though he had no apparent legal obligation to do so, he decided to return the money to the family who donated the item.
I think that's very noble. I would hope the family in turn would
compensate him
as they see fit.
Howard Kirby recently bought a set of furniture for $70 at the Habitat for Humanity Restore. After the couch spent a few weeks in his, quote, man cave, he started to think something was off. Quote, the foot cushion always seemed kind of hard, Kirby said. His daughter-in-law finally opened the cushion and was surprised to find a box containing tens of thousands of dollars in cash. The exact amount, $43,170.
Wow.
Surprised at his good fortune, Kirby considered how the cash could change his life. But he said his faith called him to do the right thing, so he returned the money to the family who donated it the couch.
That had to take some effort, too, because
went back to the store, got in contact with the family. They arranged a meeting in the store so Kirby could return the family's lost money. Kirby then surprised the family with the hidden cash, which had been stashed in the furniture of the recently passed grandfather. They had no idea it was there.
Oh, so they didn't even know the money was there. Because I was sitting here thinking, if I've stashed 43 G's somewhere, I'm probably going to remember before I give it away, right?
Yeah, did we put it in that couch we gave away?
It was also,
he should have kept it.
They didn't mention in the article if they gave him a cut of that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
What do you do if you're unaware of it? You have $43,000 you're unaware of and somebody returned it to you.
This is easy for me to say because it wasn't the 43 grand that I was holding. I would like to think they at least split it with him.
Yeah, I would like to say it was halves.
There's no way they're going to split it with him.
But isn't that the right thing to do? What would you do?
Well, I think I'd go.
You didn't even know you had it.
Yeah, I know. If I didn't know I had it, I would definitely go half. If I knew I had it, I'd probably give him three.
It's $20,000 more than you ever knew you even had.
You would go half. Wow. I would.
I said it's easy for me to say that.
$5,000 was the just off the top of my head. Here's $5,000. Thank you so much for being an honest person.
Feels a little chintzy.
I'll see you in heaven.
Feels a little chintzy, I got to say.
It really does.
Wow. But you're more generous.
It's easy for you guys to give away money you don't have. Damien and I are being realistic. We're cutting eyes about whether or not we take
realistic.
It back.
I wouldn't have taken it back.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have.
At least you're being greedy with money you've never had, Jeff.
Yeah. I'm being honest.
I've already spent that 43 that I found on the couch.
Yeah.
Police have released surveillance video of a suspect they believe had been living in the rafters of a grocery store for weeks, emerging only to steal from the store, then returning to a hiding place somewhere above the store.
Horrible sleeping arrangements, but the food here is terrific.
choices are awesome.
I mean, I got anything I want, really.
Police Commander Mike Herman says video shows a person dressed in black wearing a face mask walking the aisles of the Hagen Northwest Fresh Market
tonight
while carrying a black bag filled with thousands of dollars in cigarettes stolen from the store. Went straight for the cigarettes.
What's interesting about the story is they don't update if they caught him or not. Like they said, they can't.
Back in the rafters.
They have visual evidence that he's there, but they haven't caught him.
Yeah, I've got to think if a guy's sleeping in the rafters, I could find him, right?
Yeah, you would think. Herman said the suspect first came to their attention on Christmas Day when police were called about what they thought was a burglary at the store. Officers found evidence that someone had accessed a vent in the roof of the store, including some jackets, gloves, tools, and debris. Later, police discovered a length of rope near the entry point. It wasn't until employees reported hearing footsteps overhead in the store and seeing a man's legs dangling from the ceiling of a storage closet, the police determined the suspect was squatting in the store.
Santa? Santa, is that you?
Andy came by the docks today. Asked for ropes.
You didn't give it to him. So,
Trey, that's enough. Everyone on Twitter, please don't start calling me Matt Kuchar.
give him 5,000 back. What's the bare minimum I can get away with? I'll do that.
I am under tipping.
Police have even used heat mapping infrared technology and canine units to try to find the suspect.
This guy can't be that hard to find. He's sleeping at a grocery store.
You could bait him out with some paydays or something, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Y'all are gone. I got all the paydays I want.
Let Marianne make those little chocolate treats we had yesterday.
So good. We've got a former Drexel University professor faces criminal charges after allegedly stealing $185,000 in research grant money and using it at adult entertainment venues and on purchases for iTunes, meals, and other expenses.
I was not told I couldn't do this.
This man, 57, was charged this week with theft by unlawful taking and theft by deception, both felonies, according to the district attorney's office.
Well, that's what you say.
Now, this dude is the former chairman of the university's engineering department. They went on to say he inappropriately and criminally diverted tens of thousands of dollars that were allocated for research purposes towards his own private enjoyment.
I'm
researching.
Can you
imagine spending like over $1,000 on iTunes on somebody else's money?
Yeah, I'll take that one and that one and that one.
I'll get that one.
Most embarrassing thing I said this weekend, which is always a long list for me in social situations. I'm sitting at a bar Friday night with a buddy of mine having a beer at Walk-On's. And there's some three guys from out of town sitting beside me. And they're talking to a local guy who is recommending a gentleman's club for them to go to. And that's when he says that name of that place, boom, I'm drawn in to hear their reaction. And the three guys are like, I don't know if I have any $2 bills with me. And
what is Clemson in town?
That's exactly what I said. I said, are you guys from Clemson? He goes, no, Cincinnati. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Clemson travels with $2 bills and stuff.
Hey, buddy, shut up and eat your food.
But he explained to me, which I don't know if it's true or not, and I just ended the conversation. He started explaining to me that instead of $1 bills now, gentlemen clubs make change for you now with $2 bills so that you're only tipping twos instead of ones. It's inflation for the dancers.
Okay. All right. Good for the dancers.
I mean, it's been forever.
Yeah.
I did not know any of that stuff. I just thought it was a Clemson thing. I thought Clemson, South Carolina had all the $2 bills. But I said the same thing. That was the most. And I said, are you from Clemson?
You guys want to follow me or what's the?
Maybe that's what's got the trend going.
Yeah, they're so dominant now.
I've got some terrible life hacks for you guys.
All right.
First one. Instead of cleaning them, print out a picture of a clean sink and place it on top of dirty dishes.
Fools everybody.
Tape it over the top.
Well, they have that that company now that just comes in instead of you actually repairing your bathtub, taking it out and putting it over, they just put a little plastic covering over
it. That'll hold.
Okay, so your roommate in college, Dunaway, was
dirty?
Dirty.
Yeah.
And he was dirty, right?
Well, I don't know how he got his nickname, but he did some dirty.
Well, if you've got a dirty roommate, pretend to be a hot girl on Tinder, match with him, tell him that you're coming over so he'll clean the apartment.
I'll tell you what I did. I stuffed so much stuff under my bed in my closet. If it was going to happen quick, I was throwing stuff under beds and in closets.
Oh, sorry, Fred.
Okay, try to keep up with this one. How to kill a mosquito with salt, white tequila, a match, and a rock.
Okay.
The mosquito thinks the salt is sugar.
Right.
When he eats the salt, he's going to get thirsty. Thinking the white tequila is water, he drinks it, gets drunk, starts to walk away, trips over the match, hits his head on the rock, and dies due to a massive head injury.
They'll never see it coming.
Just that simple.
One at a time.
Finally, at a restaurant where kids eat free, tell the waiter that you will just have a water and your daughter will have the steak and shrimp with a kid's Bud Light. It's pretty good.
That is good. I like that.
That's Trash on the Table, brought to you by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200, or online, mortgageright.com.